Ridiculous, Capital One blasted for technical issue affecting customers' access to their money. By Amy Furr on January 17, 2025. Capital One is taking heat for a technical issue that has affected some customers' ability to access their money online. The problem is linked to a third-party vendor called FIS Global, which provides financial tech services, CNN reported on Friday. The problem started on Thursday. The bank told the outlet that some of its services, including payment processing, deposits, and consumer small business and commercial banks, were temporarily affected. Users have been reporting the issues on outage monitoring website DownDetector, per CNN. The news comes as Capital One has been accused of underpaying interest to its customers, cheating them out of over $2 billion, ABC News reported on Wednesday. In a social media post on Friday morning, Capital One told its customers, "We're continuing to work to address this technical issue and will share an update as soon as it's resolved." Social media users responded to the bank by relaying the issues they had been facing. "This is ridiculous. You're going to have to explain to it Klarna and Zip why their payments are late," one person commented. "You have people who have bills that need to be paid and some who even need groceries. What's your response to that? I want a thorough explanation. Not going to happen. Something more than I'm sorry. We'll definitely be switching banks since this seems to only happen to you guys," someone else replied. "Just when you think you've found a bank that you can stick with long term, they show you that the customer really is not a priority," yet another user wrote. A Capital One spokesperson told CNN the bank was working with a vendor to remedy the situation, then apologized for the inconvenience. In addition, an FIS Global spokesperson explained that a power outage was what caused the issue. "We are working with impacted clients to finalize the posting of transactions that occurred while systems were offline and expect most, if not all, of that work to be completed today," the spokesperson said.